Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, announcer man, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you. At Real Golf is our handle on X. You can join the conversation or download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. We are just 2 weeks away from the Masters tournament. It's actually less than that. But next Saturday, we will be at the finals for the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We'll be on site there at the in the press building and out on the golf course. And be sure to follow us at Real Golf as we'll give you our updates and insights as we arrive. There's a lot of things I'm anxious to see when we get there, Bob. The Hurricane Helene came through. It devastated the area, and Augusta was not immune to that. And so I know a lot of work has been done. Rory McIlroy making some comments this week about some of the changes that they've made.
Yeah, a lot of trees down. A lot of the golf courses lost a bunch of trees, like hundreds of trees. So it'll be interesting to see what happened with Augusta National and their trees. And greens, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
16 had to be redone because three trees came down on it. But it's going to be interesting to see if it feels more open, having been there so many times, you and I, or if it's kind of like usual.
John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show there in Augusta, Georgia, will join us coming up later this hour. We'll get his take on that as we kind of do our Masters show, which we're excited about. So yeah, so be sure to tune in. We'll be there for the next two Saturdays. You can catch us from Augusta. We're excited. Let us know what questions you have, what you want us to hit, cover, all that kind of stuff. Take your feedback at Real Golf. We're also going to welcome in America's favorite caddy later in the show on the back nine, hour number two. TGL, the finals wrapped up. Congrats to Atlanta. And they defeated New York Golf. I got to be honest with you, watching New York get off to a terrible start early in the season, Ricky Fowler and company, I thought these guys are done. And the fact that they made it to the finals is amazing. And they pushed those guys. I thought it was pretty entertaining matches there in the finals. We'll talk about that coming up. We also have some updates on the PIF Live discussion around the PGA Tour reunification, all of that. And of course, it's major championship season. So we'll talk about all that coming up right here on Real Golf Radio.
Fresh finds and fresh savings. That's SpringFest at Lowe's. Right now, get a free Select Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a Select Ego trimmer, blower, or mower. Plus, get up to 20% off Select Scott's Turf Builder grass seed. Shop these spring deals and more for all your lawn care needs. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. Excludes Alaska.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort, which will host the upcoming LPGA in May 1st through the 4th. BlackDesertEvents.com is where you can find tickets, information about sponsorships, hospitality, pro-am, all of that available at the inaugural LPGA Black Desert Championship at BlackDesertResort.com. Go to BlackDesertEvents.com and you can also book your stay and find out more information at BlackDesertResort.com. That's Black Desert Resort. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I was down there this week. It was 90, Bob. Sunshine, no wind, absolutely dripping in perfection. It was a treat, and it's been a long time coming. I feel like it's been a slow, chilly winter, spring down there.
Yes.
And so it was nice to have some heat. Golf course is in pristine condition. Getting everything ready for the ladies coming up. It's going to be really cool to see
awesome.
Them compete. And, yeah, I'm hearing some great names. Lydia Ko, Charlie Hole, Lexi Thompson,
the Canadian,
Brooke Henderson. Yes. There's just some really great names that are coming. And I said this before, Nelly's not coming. I'm now hearing she's a maybe. Maybe.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Come on, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
That would be fun though. I'm looking forward. I'm playing in the pro-am. You want to play with me, Bob?
Sweet. I'd play in the pro-am with you.
Okay. It's $5,000.
No.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Well, it's for a good cause. And that cause is it's just going to be really fun to play.
Then go play.
But I'm open to, I've got some feelers out there. If you want to play in the pro-am with me, let me know. Hit me up. Real Golf BT. Social media, find me. Let me know. Hey, let's go play. It's going to be fun. So, or you can get your own team in there, but it's going to be cool to play at the ladies. I've talked to, in fact, one of the guys that I played with this week, he's a member at several clubs, and he's played in PGA and LPGA Pro-Ams in the past, and he said by far his best experience has been playing in the LPGA Pro-Ams.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Yeah. So, just for what it's worth.
Yep.
If that helps. Hey, this week, it's the Texas Children's Houston Open, and it reminded me that Steven Yeager defeated Scottie Scheffler last year in this event.
That's crazy.
And Scheffler had a putt that he needed to make on the last hole, and he missed it, and Yeager was the champion.
Nope.
And this is right in the heart of Scottie's run, right? He was on this heater. And so for him to lose that, for Jaeger to get the dub, I mean, good for him. And Steven Yeager's played really well. But Scotty, back on form. Is he back? I mean, we haven't seen a ton out of Scotty that would suggest he might be the first player since Tiger Woods in 2001 to defend successfully at the Masters. But maybe, is he starting to show it a little bit this week?
Yeah, you know, three under par in the first round. I think he's starting to get comfortable. He's starting to dial in what he needs to do. His putting's getting better. All the things that he needs to do, because he was behind the eight ball with the injury and the hand, and it's just a matter of time. And you know, if he were to tick one off this week, and he still has a chance to make that five.
Yeah, you're calling five.
I'm calling five.
Well, how about 10? Not 10 wins, but so far he's made 10 birdies through two rounds, and he still has the par 5 eighth that he's playing, his 17th hole, and then he's got the par 3 ninth, his 18th hole, 36th hole, actually, of the tournament. So let's see what he has left to do. He's got 13 and a half feet for birdie on the eighth hole, so that could be his 11th birdie. He's bogey-free so far. That's the kind of Scotty Scheffler that we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But to this point, we haven't seen a whole lot that would say, hey, man, that's your guy. And so when you start going through Masters odds, you go, okay, who's it going to be? You know, and this is what I want to set up for probably for the next segment. But coming into major season, we know the players kicked off championship season. I like that, by the way. But it's major season. So let's look at the reigning major champs. Scotty Scheffler, Masters champion. Xander Schauffele, PGA champion.
Yes.
U.S. Open champ Bryson DeChambeau and the champion golfer of the year, winner of the gold medal and the claret jug.
Salvers for the second place.
That's runner-up.
Yep.
Xander Schauffele, Open champion. So
he ticked off two of them last year.
Yeah. After being over, he went two.
Yep.
Big year for Xander.
Yeah.
High expectations for him. He's played well at the Masters.
Yeah, and he's been hurt with his back.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And then you got Scotty, who hurt his hand. So not really sure. And then you got Bryson, who we don't see a whole lot. So what's it going to be? But let's make a case. I honestly think you could make a case for Bryson of those three.
Let's just say Bryson currently right now on the money list for...
Liv. Yeah.
He's around mid-range. He's around middle of the pack. Well, higher than middle of the pack. He's his best finish was his last event he played, which was tied for sixth. And he's had a tied for 18th, tied for 20th, tied for 10th.
That said, is it unreasonable to suggest...
No, it's
that,
not.
No. That Bryson finds himself somewhat uninterested or motivated in those tournaments versus... major championship opportunities.
Oh, you can guarantee that he is going to be on full tilt for major championships coming into the major championship season. You know, after having his best finish at Augusta last year, winning the U.S. Open, finishing second in the PGA Championship, he's definitely going to be on full tilt for the majors.
Okay. And Scotty's got some history he's got to try to contend with. I mean, you're talking about those that have successfully defended at the Masters. I probably should have this written down. Tiger was the last, 2001 and 2.
That's correct.
Before that, you have Faldo, I think, in 89-90. Am I right?
Correct.
And then you've got Jack, who did it in, I think it was in the, I don't think it was in the 70s. I think it was in the 60s. Maybe 65, 66. Is that right?
Here, I'll tell you.
Because he won in 75.
Nicklaus in 65, 66.
Bam! Come on!
Faldo in 89 and 90, and Tiger in 2001 and 2. And that's it. Only three.
So that's, again, that's history.
So Scotty could be in some rarefied air this week.
All right, so there's only three.
But he's won two times out of the last three, which is amazing.
Yeah, and it is his only other chance to defend. He finished tied for 10th, 8 shots behind Rahm.
Yeah.
So what is more, when you start looking at Masters history, or golf history, what's the tougher thing to overcome? Being the fourth player to successfully defend at Augusta, or becoming the fifth or sixth member of the Grand Slam Club, which Rory is trying to do?
Oof. I think it's definitely Rory.
A lot more pressure on Rory, right?
Yeah. But Jordan Spieth came out and said this week, to pile it on Rory a little bit, that the Masters of all the majors is the easiest to win.
Okay.
Especially since he got that for his first one.
Johnny Miller, line one. Greg Norman, line one.
Rory McIlroy,
Tom Weisskopf from the grave, line one.
Oh,
Ernie Els, line one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just saying those names right there, is that just almost somewhat shocking that those players...
Did you say Greg Norman, too?
I did say Norman.
Greg
of course
Norman,
I did.
Line one, yeah. Yes. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's funny.
It's interesting. Yeah.
So it calls you got one easy. In your pocket. Of course you're going
to
say that.
Well, I mean, to his point, there's a lot of people that have... You remember when we had Mike Reed on, you know, years ago, he mentioned that. He's like, look, it's a limited field. It's not even necessarily the best field because a lot, you know, it's an invitational. So yeah, you have fewer people to beat, and there's a formula, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy in Mike Reed that almost won the Masters.
You know, and conversely, Rory could say, you know what? The PGA Championship is probably the easiest one to win too.
Oh, because he's got a couple record-setting wins,
and Jordan needs the PGA for the career grand.
Touché. So, let's
vice
go.
Vice versa.
Shots fired.
Back and forth. Yep.
All right, we'll talk more about this, and we'll go through the qualifiers currently invited to the Masters Tournament and the categories for which they qualify. We'll do that next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio, getting ready for the upcoming Masters tournament. Remember last year, the huge winds that we had?
Yeah.
I mean, in the 20 years we've been going, I've never seen the wind blow like that. Sand flying out of the bunkers, drifting into the fairways. Like, it was wild. It was.
You know, the only time that I can remember it being chilly and cold, like, well, I mean, windy like that, I don't remember, but having a combination of both was the year that Zach Johnson won, when the winning score was plus one, and it was cool that year. It was cold, too.
Looks like it's going to be about 90 when we arrive next week.
Dang.
But then it's going to be mostly in the 70s for the tournament play. At least that's a long forecast, right? 10-day forecast. But
sounds like pretty good.
Perfect weather. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last year, Scottie Scheffler shot 66, 72, 71, 68. 11 under par and a four-shot victory over Ludvig Åberg.
Yep.
Who shot 73, 69, 70, 69. That's a pretty good play.
You remember it coming down to that back nine? I mean, Scotty wasn't in the lead. You had Åberg and you had Morikawa.
See, and I like Morikawa for this year.
Yeah. I know. That's what you were saying the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But both those guys hit it in the water on the 11th hole.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right.
And that's when Scotty started to separate himself. So.
Yeah, so you look at the top 10 from last year, Scheffler, Åberg, Tommy Fleetwood, and Max Homa tied third with Morikawa. Cam Smith. It's not somebody we see a lot being over there. And then Bryson, both those two players were tied for sixth. That's the first top 10 that Bryson's had, incidentally, there at the Masters. So, and he opened up with a 65, which was the low round of the tournament. Xander Schauffele, eighth, Will Zalatoris and Tyrrell Hatton, Cam Young, all tied for ninth. So that was your top 10. Willie Z's played really well around that golf course.
He has
been struggling with his back. So you feel like at some point, you know, watch out for that guy. Some of the surprises of those guys,
you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Tom Kim shot 66 in the final round.
He didn't
play great. I mean, he had 72 in the opener, and then he got winded. You know, that wind, it depends on when you hit it, but 78 in the second round in that wind. 77. Amazing you can shoot 78 in the second round and still make the cut. 77 on Saturday, but then the 66 on Sunday.
Yep.
Ricky Fowler finished tied 30th, and he's not in the field right now. He's got to win these next 2 weeks. Phil Mickelson tied 43rd. Brooks Koepka tied 45th last year. John Rahm also tied 45th. Neil Shipley. Side eye. That guy's great, man. He was good in the new Full Swing, too. 73 on Sunday. He was low am. He was the only amateur to make the cut. Difficult conditions. Good for him. Tony Finau.
Yeah, we saw him in the airport on the way home, too.
We did. Tony Finau with a final round 80 to finish tied for 55th, his highest round of the Masters. That was surprising.
Ouch.
And Tiger Woods played all four. He made the cut, 73-72, in really difficult conditions, and I think that caught up to him. He came out with 82 on Saturday, and in Tiger fashion, doesn't matter, still shows up on Sunday, gave it a good effort, shot 77. We won't see him this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Had the surgery on his Achilles.
Yeah. So here's something to look forward to for 25. The return of Angel Cabrera, the 2009 Masters champ.
El Pato.
He is going to be there. So here you have 19 Masters champions in the field.
Yes.
I don't know how many of them are not playing. Is Bernhard going to play?
I don't know.
He's one of the guys. I thought maybe he was done last year, but you never.
Yeah, no, he's on here.
I know he's listed. So,
well, he was hurt last year. He didn't play last year.
Is that right?
He had to have surgery or
that's
whatever.
Right. And then he came back and won the
Yeah
Champions Tour.
Yep. So this will be his swan song because he missed it last year.
Okay.
So champions, 19, Angel Cabrera, Fred Couples, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Zach Johnson, Bernard Langer, Hideki Matsuyama, Phil Mickelson, Jose Muriel, Ola Thobel, John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Scotty Scheffler, Charles Schwartzel, Adam Scott, Vijay Singh, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Mike Weir, and Danny Willett. 19 returning playing champions.
Masters champion. And you ripped through those names pretty quick, but you know how cool is that, that those players have achieved somewhat golf immortality by being Masters champions? That's certainly something I saw your dad enjoy in his later life.
Yep.
The second category includes three players, which are U.S. Open champions, which they are, they're not honorary non-competing after 5 years, but these three are still within: Wyndham Clark, Bryson DeChambeau, and Matthew Fitzpatrick.
That's correct.
Now, all three of those players have additional categories that get them into the Masters. But as it goes down this list, whichever one they qualify, whichever category they qualify first, that's where they're listed at, even though many of them are multiple, have lots of different ways. Like, for instance, category three are British Open champions. Brian Harman gets in, but Colin Morikawa has five qualification categories. But he's listed
as Xander.
Yes, that's right. And Xander. So, but they're listed as the first one that they come through. So Brian Harman, Morikawa, Schauffele, and Cam Smith.
And then category four, there are two players currently right now, Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas.
PGA champions.
Yes, that is correct.
And Brooks Koepka, by the way, that is his only qualification category right now for the Masters.
Yeah.
That's noteworthy. Justin Thomas has three.
Yes. Category five, there's one player, and that's the player championship winners in the last 3 years. And you've got Rory McIlroy under that one. That's the first category that he qualifies under with his win this year, but he is qualified under five categories currently.
Yep. Category six is gold medalists, Olympic gold medalists, but that isn't applicable because of the
Scotty.
Yeah. He's already in there. So category seven is the current U.S. amateur champ and the runner up. And you've got Jose Luis Ballester from Spain and Noah
Ballester.
Kent.
Ballester. Yeah. LL is Y. Ballester.
And they are both first time players.
Yep. Category eight is current British amateur champion. And that was supposed to be Jacob Skov Olsson. And he forfeited his spot to turn professional.
How about that? It's a tough decision.
That's not, he's not the only one either.
That's right. Very next one.
The Asian Pacific amateur.
Wenyi.
Yep. Wenyi.
Wenyi Ding.
Yeah. Wenyi Ding. Wenyi Ding. He also forfeited his spot by turning professional. Okay.
Justin Hastings is the current Latin American amateur champion, so he's in category 10. Category 11, Evan Beck is the current U.S. mid-amateur champion. The current NCAA champion from Singapore, Hiroshi Tai. And then category 13, Bob, there's nine players, and these are the top 12 finishers, not otherwise exempt, from last year's Masters.
Yep. So you got Ludvig Åberg, Cam Davis, Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, Max Homa, Matthew Pavon, Adam Schenk, Cameron Young, and Will Zalatoris.
We like to say Pavone.
Pavone. William Pavone.
The category 14, the first four players, including ties in the previous year's U.S. Open, Patrick Cantlay and Tony Finau.
Yes.
Both of those players qualify under categories 18 and 19, which are 18 is those that finish the season-ending tour championship, and 19 is the top 50 in the official world golf ranking from the previous year.
Yep. So, then so category 15.
Yep.
First four players, including ties in the previous year's British Open, you got Billy Horschel, Tristan Lawrence, and Justin Rose.
So that's the thing that you don't realize is, and then the next one's the PGA, Thomas Dietrich and Victor Hovland are in. Even in, when you're playing the other majors, you're obviously trying to win. But if you can top four, you're in the Masters.
Yep.
So that's not a bad, it's not a bad consolation there. No. And now you got, again, the winners from, you got 19 players who have won. That's category 17.
Non-opposite PGA Tour events from the previous year.
And I'm not going to rip through all those. There's another good group of players. One of them is the current Ryder Cup captain in Keegan Bradley.
Yep.
You have Joe Highsmith, who recently, like, first timers. Look at the first timers. Let's just talk about them. Rafael Campos, Brian Campbell, Nico Echevarria, Joe Highsmith, Matt McCarty, who won at Black Desert, Maverick McNeely, Taylor Pendrith, Aaron Rye, Davis Riley, Davis Thompson, and Kevin Yu. Those are the first timers coming off of winning that gets them into the Masters. So that's awesome. Pretty cool, right?
So awesome.
Yeah.
In category 18, there's 11 players on that category, eligible qualifiers for previous year's season ending tour championship. And Ben Ahn, Christian Biesenhout, Akshay Bhatia, Sam Burns, Russell Henley, Tom Hoge, Sungjae Im, Chris Kirk, Shane Lowry, Sepp Straka, and Sahith Theegala.
And we're out of time, but two special exemptions that we'll also mention, Nikolai Højgaard and Joaquin Niemann. Yep. So when we come back, we'll talk more Masters with our good friend John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show, next right here on Real Golf Radio.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I am very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit ZionsBank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new Callaway Elite product line. Experience the future of performance with new shaping, materials, and AI 10X Smart Face delivering up to 8 yards longer with even more forgiveness. Book your fitting in-store or online. Uinta Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 with our legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried and Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried and Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, looking forward to the upcoming Masters Tournament. And of course, before that, the Augusta National Women's Amateur Drive Chip and Putt Finals, all leading into what is always a terrific week there in Augusta, Georgia. Joining us right now, host of the Augusta Golf Show, 16 years running, our good friend John Patrick joining us right now. John, how's it going, man? Happy Masters Week.
Hello, boys. How are you?
I should say happy Masters season because it's not quite happy Masters week just yet, but it's all blending together, which is exciting.
You know, actually, guys, yes, do I love Masters week? Sure. Living here, I love the week before when you can feel everybody getting ready for the event, whether it's the club and the parking area, whether it's people in their homes, you can, whether it's, you know, the traffic on Washington Road, you can feel something's going to happen next week.
I love that. Because you're telling me other weeks of the year, nothing really happens.
You know, it's funny, Brian, that you said. I've wondered often, living here for 40 years, what this community would be like if that club and that golf tournament didn't exist. We've got a huge medical community. We've got a nuclear plant that we've had for 70 years. I mean, it would be viable, but I have wondered a lot, you know, what it would be like if that weren't here. I mean, yes, is there an economic impact? Absolutely. But, you know, as far as the use among the city, no. I mean, it's a busy week, but for all the other weeks, it's a place of land. I mean, I've wondered often how different this place would be.
So what do they do, or how do they get ready for, you know, Masters Week? What do they do to spiff up the town and all that kind of thing?
Oh, we joke a lot about the fact that if there's road work going on anywhere in town or anywhere in the community, it stops. It doesn't happen that week, whether it's major interstates or cul-de-sacs or roundabouts, all of the work like that stops. We used to see a whole lot of people on the sides of the roads cleaning up the sides of the roads. And I don't know that we see that much anymore, but and then you've got the ancillary things. You've got all the people who are trying to get their homes ready if they're renting them out. And that's a huge thing. And that, you know, that's a big thing for Home Depot. That's a big thing for Lowe's. That's a big thing for Ace Hardware. That's a big thing for the folks who sell paint, whatever it might be. That's kind of what happens right after the first of the year, January, February, March. People are doing that.
Interesting.
John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So what about what's going to be different this year? Since we were last in town, you guys experienced a hurricane, unlike what I think you've seen, at least in recent history. How are those impacts or the fallout from that going to impact the golf course, if anything? What will we see that might look differently when we enter the gates?
What I've heard from some of the caddies, if you've never been, or if you've been once or twice, you might not notice anything. If you've been coming for a long time, you will see things. I've had lunch with some of the folks from the club, and they say the vista, and again, I'm sorry if you've never been, but the vista standing on the sixth tee, where you can see down to 16, where you can sort of see across to 7, and that's totally different from what I've been told. Very, very different. You know, I thought what Rory said the other day was interesting. I hadn't thought about this. With the lack of trees will come later in the afternoon, the lack of shadows. And I that's something I hadn't really thought about.
Well, and also with the lack of trees, then you've got the differences in the way the wind goes around in between those holes and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah. And all of that kind of remains to be seen once we see what it's been. I have believed since Helene happened and we heard that there were, you know, repairs and renovations. If it was in play, if it was determinative for golf and for play, it would be replaced. If it wasn't, no, you know, we can get to that later if we ever get to it.
All right. Hey, John, let's talk a little bit about some of the players coming in this you know, form wise. One of the things Bob and I are talking about this week is it's beginning of major championship season. I know the players said it's beginning of championship season, but it's now beginning of major championship season. And so we look at the current reigning major champs, and you're talking about Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele twice, and Bryson DeChambeau. Two of which have suffered injuries and had late starts to the season, and one we haven't seen because he's mostly on LIV. So with that said, what's your thoughts on the current majors, the major champions and their chances at Augusta?
You know, that's a great question in that let's start with Bryson first. I think I've come to believe that LIV and all of those discussions about, well, they're not really competing at a high level, and so forth and so on. I think he's blown that right out of the water. I don't think that matters. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Bryson compete. Xander, the timing of the thing, he still seems to be rounding into form. You know, unfortunately, it just took him so long to come back. He still seems to be finding his place. And he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have that. I always felt like Phil got re-energized when he got to Augusta. He could find something that maybe he didn't have. I'm not sure we're at that point with Xander yet, but we may be at that point with Scotty. Yeah, true. But we may be at that point with Scotty, who hasn't shown great form yet. Maybe he finds something when he steps on the campus here, you know, as a two-time winner. Maybe he finds just enough to get it going. Xander and Bryson, I think, kind of are pretty close. I mean, I'm sorry, Bryson and Scotty, pretty close. Xander, I expect a little less out of.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that we've experienced is Rory McIlroy and him getting bombarded about the career Grand Slam. And he's gone through this year after year after year with his two wins so far this year. Both signature events and the players champion, including the players championship. Your thoughts about Rory and the possibility of knocking off that career Grand Slam?
All right. Well, let me hedge every possible bet. First off, it would be a spectacular Sunday were he to win this thing. The place loves that sort of thing, and it would be so much fun. And I know for a fact he's kind of the members' favorite. They would love to see Rory win this thing. Okay, having said that, I personally think he needs somehow at some point, and this is not the year, he needs at some point to come in under the radar. I don't know if that means he needs a few more years under his belt and people aren't thinking, not 46 like Jack, but you know, just a few more years where people are starting to think maybe not, because it's got to be so much in his head about the career Grand Slam. The only two other things about Rory, I would give him a chance, and I don't know that I'm saying anything original. I would give him a chance here if he would win another major somewhere else. If he could get that decade long monkey off his back somewhere else, then I would give him a better chance here. The thing that I've been told or has been said to me on the golf show that I can't shake, Rory draws the golf ball. You know, he doesn't have a powerful fade that he plays on a regular basis, and all he faces on that golf course are fade lies. And if he had a fade that he could use on a regular basis, I'd think differently, but he draws the ball. So I don't think the course suits him in that respect.
So what about Bryson? Bryson is, you know, he opened with a 65. That was the low round of the tournament last year. It was the first time I think he's cracked the top 10. He was a low amateur in the past, but he also once insulted, in my opinion, I'm phrasing it that way, in Augusta National by suggesting it's a par 67. So what about Bryson?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that he's, you know, playing at a high level out there, because to your point, we rarely see the LIV golfers, but I do put him in that category And this comes from the PGA, and this comes from the Open, from the U.S. Open. I think he can get fired up. He can find a game to make it work. So I think that's a possibility for him. You're right. He's had some success at the golf course. So I do think there's something there. There could be something there with Bryson. Mm.
Yeah, I'd have to say maybe no news is good news. And so all we remember is the way Bryson played last year and nearly won the PGA and won the U.S. Open and, you know, and tied for sixth at the Masters. And so you look at all that and you go, wow, you know, that's a guy you probably should, you know, be putting on your radar coming in. We just haven't seen him, so it's hard to say. And what we have seen out of Xander and Scotty to this point hasn't been their best form. And so it kind of leaves you with this, the last major to look at, and that's our major winner to look at, and that's Bryson.
And I don't think, I do give him the benefit of the doubt on the credit. I don't think what happened last year that you just articulated was fluky. I think he can do that. I think he's got the capacity to do exactly what he did last year.
So Bryson so far has played four events on LIV this year. He's about middle of the road, 16th on their list. And his best finish is a tied for sixth. So not in great form. You know, we asked you about the golf course a little bit earlier and the hurricane and that kind of thing. What other changes have they done to the golf course? Rory talked about the greens. 16 green had to be rebuilt because of the hurricane, but some of the other stuff.
Yeah, there were three trees that fell on 16. So the course opened up 5 weeks, 6 weeks late. And even at that point, I believe for about a month, they played 17 holes before they had 16 ready to go. Rory talked about, you know, four greens have been rebuilt. I when he said that, you know, living here and seeing the kind of stuff they do each and every summer, I didn't think that was a big deal. I thought they rebuilt those things every summer. So, you know, I couldn't get from Rory's comment whether that meant subtle changes or just that they rebuilt the greens, because they rebuild the greens and regrass the, I mean, the golf course gets a complete makeover after each and every season. So, you go with what the chairman says. It's in, you know, the greatest shape it's ever been in. They seem to say that every year. I do hear from some of the members that, oh, it's in really, really good shape.
John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So before we, as we mentioned, before we get into Masters Week, we have the ANWA. What do you see the week of the Augusta National Women's Amateur in town? And does this continue to, and then of course you got the drive, chip and putters all coming in that weekend before. How has the addition of those two events ramped up the whole Masters season, if you will?
You know, interestingly, initially, when folks would come here, it would be sort of long term. You may have the hotel for, you know, the better part of a week or something like that, and maybe you had access to that many tickets. These events have made it so transitory in that, you know, there are people. There are people that are coming in only for ANWA. People got tickets only to Augusta National Women's Amateur or Drive, Chip, and Putt. And I'll tell you what, I can't remember. I'm sorry. Were you guys here Saturday of last year of ANWA?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was jam packed. It was full. And are they out there watching those women? Absolutely. But you get a sense they're here for the shopping. So that has exploded really with popularity. The drive, chip and putt is a completely different situation because you are contained to where they are competing, the driving range, the chipping area, the putting, the green on 18, you're not allowed out on the golf course. It's a much smaller condensed crowd, but just as happy to have the chance to shop.
Speaking of shopping, and this is our last question for you. I was surprised to see on CBS during March Madness. Actually, it was before March Madness. It was during a Formula One event that Augusta advertised their Taste of the Masters. I mean, I remember when if you wanted anything to do with Augusta, you kind of had to be on the inside. Like, you had to sort of be a golf nut and search for it. And I was a little surprised. That seems a little different for Augusta to advertise Taste of the Masters. I think it's awesome, by the way. I've bought it before during COVID when we were not able to go out. We were buying the Taste of the Masters, and it's tremendous. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that as far as the evolution of what they're doing there at Augusta.
Well, it's just a portion of the evolution. You know, their foray into social media with YouTube channels, with all of the final rounds up on YouTube, with the way they, you know, just simply the changing of the music in the ESPN ad this year, that has not been met with great response, but it is a concerted effort on their part to stay relevant. It's very important to them, you know, and I haven't seen it in the last few years. Maybe COVID kind of put an end to this. There was a time when the winner of the tournament was always on the CBS morning show the next day, and Letterman and or Colbert, you know, that Monday night. And that's very important to the club. That's very important to get that word out, to keep them relevant, to keep them, you know, top of mind for as long as they can do it. That is all a conscious effort on their part.
Well, you should make a conscious effort to order your Taste of the Masters if it's not too late, because it will enhance your watching experience from home, which, by the way, is a great seat. You know, you get those 90-inch television in your living room there with a Taste of the Masters in your lap, and you're going to have a really great weekend, no doubt
yes,
about it.
Yes, you are. So,
John, thank you as always. Great to visit with you. We look forward to seeing you in just a few days.
See you guys. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show. He's been hosting that for 16 years. Does a great job. We always enjoy visiting with John. We'll take a short break. And, of course, the Masters, full Masters preview show coming up next week. Short break. Show continues next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. College basketball star Cooper Flagg lifted his team Duke to a win over Arizona in a clinic, putting up 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. Devils win 193. Other games in men's college basketball as we kick off the Sweet 16 NCAA tournament. Alabama defeats BYU 113-88. Florida gets a win over Maryland, Gators W 87-71. And the Raiders Texas Tech defeats Arkansas 85-83. On the court, NBA action, Josh Giddey for the Chicago Bulls had a half-court buzzer beater and wins it for the Bulls 119 over the Lakers 117. Other games on the NBA scoreboard include the Cavaliers getting a W at home against the Spurs 124-116. Pacers on the road put up some big numbers against the Wizards winning 162-109. Mavericks took a W against the Magic 101-92. Miami turning up the Heat in a W at home against the Hawks 122-112. Thunder get a win over the Grizzlies 125-104. Rockets blast off to a win against the Jazz 121-110, and the Kings defeat the Trailblazers 128-107. America's favorite pastime is back as MLB season kicks off. Some notable games: the Orioles defeated the Blue Jays in a big fashion 12-2. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Just 3 months ago, it was reported by many media outlets, and by this corner too, that NBA ratings were down significantly versus last year, and that was true. But many of those same outlets doubled down, as they usually do, by again predicting the demise of the NBA, with causes aplenty. From social and political stances the league has or hasn't taken, to a game that analytics say should be three-point driven with two-point buckets an afterthought. Whether or not you agree with those reasons, the bottom line is ratings have now risen to be on par with last season as the NBA and NHL have their annual post-Super Bowl rally. Disney, NBC, and Amazon rarely make miscalculations when writing big checks. And the 11-year, $76 billion TV contract the league agreed to last summer with those partners is further evidence of the strength of the circuit. During my daytime office job, if I'm on the phone with a call center that I know is halfway around the world, I'll often engage with a person on the other end while trying to solve whatever problem I'm having, and I'll ask the customer service rep if they're a sports fan, and the last three calls in 2 weeks were an enthusiastic yes. I always expect an answer of maybe soccer or cricket, but when I asked their favorite sports, all three ironically said the exact same thing, the NFL and the NBA, and not all three put them in that order. And my sample size may be small, but I don't think it's wrong. For those old enough to remember, there was a much talked about Sports Illustrated cover in 1994, why the NHL is hot and the NBA is not. Another cry about thugs and punks surfaced in 2004 after the Malice at the Palace brawl in Motown, and we heard the cry again this winter with the NHL's Four Nations success versus the NBA All-Star weekend. Despite the many one-step backs the league has taken, the two steps forward helps them achieve their number two status with a bullet. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, we're always down the middle on the 10th hole, aren't we, Bob? Welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio.
Brian, it is called a sporran.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. In the top there in the local, we were just talking about.
They call it a leather pouch.
All I know is my dad's dress kilt that he had from Scotland. That side pouch thing had like had some rabbit fur on the outside of it or something.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. It's an interesting look. When I'm over there, I don't know that I'm going to go full like traditional dress. I'm not even going to try a kilt on just to keep it safe.
No,
but
no.
I wouldn't mind finding me some Scottish cashmere though to bring home. You know,
cashmere.
You know, Georgie. I knew you were going there. Hey, welcome into the show. Sorry about all that. We're having a good time. We are literally, as you're listening to this for the first time this week, we will be in Augusta a week from today. So, which is fantastic. So it's we're excited to get back there. The Augusta National Women's Amateur Finals on Saturday at Augusta National. Drive, chip, and putt finals on Sunday, Augusta National. And then, of course, full-on Masters Week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, some of my favorite days of the week at the Masters to just be there underneath the oak tree, behind the clubhouse, and just to see all the people, to have the conversations, to shake the hands, to... You know, just catch up with so many people. Like it's pretty neat stuff, right? I mean, obviously we stay busy in the press building as well with interviews and so forth. But man, I love being out there, especially on a Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon.
It's awesome. Like you said, the par three is the highlight of Wednesday. Besides being able to be out on the golf course and see practice rounds, but the practice rounds shut down kind of early on Wednesday afternoon once the par three starts and that kind of thing. So they can get the golf course in shape for Thursday. But the Augusta Women's Amateur, what's kind of interesting about this whole thing is if you qualify for the Augusta Women's Amateur, you will play round one and two at Champions Retreat, which is the other course. Then everybody gets to play Friday at Augusta National. In a practice round. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's 30 that advance to Saturday.
That's right. Yep, for sure. So. Hey, we'll get into it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Fresh finds and fresh savings. That's SpringFest at Lowe's. Right now, get a free Select Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a Select Ego trimmer, blower, or mower. Plus, get up to 20% off select Scott's Turf Builder grass seed. Shop these spring deals and more for all your lawn care needs. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Excludes Alaska.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
The Black Desert Championship on the LPGA Tour is coming in just a little over a month. BlackDesertEvents.com is where you can get your tickets and see the ladies play at Black Desert Resort, where, of course, the PGA Tour plays in October. So check it out. Get your tickets. Also, you can look into pro-am opportunities, honorary observer opportunities, and hospitality as well at blackdesertevents.com. The upcoming LPGA Championship, May 1st through the 4th at Black Desert Resort, blackdesertresort.com and blackdesertevents.com. Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf is where you can find us. So we were, just to kind of fill you in, if you missed the first part of the hour, Bob and I were talking about this September trip. I have a family trip coming up. Dad, mm-hmm. mom, couple brothers and sister and spouses, we're all headed to Scotland. And this is a little bit of a thing that my dad's always wanted to do. There will be golf, but golf isn't the primary focus.
Well, you were going to go, back in 2020, but COVID hit.
We got canceled for COVID. So this is the now trying to make that happen. So we're balancing how much golf we can play versus how much sightseeing we need to do, right? So I'm soliciting all of your input. Hit me up at RealGolfBT on social. Let me know what are some of the things. So we're starting in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are driving and making our way up. We're stopping in Fort William. We're going to head up to Isle of Skye and then up to Dornoch. I'm really excited to play Royal Dornoch. Like, really high on my bucket list of places to play.
Sure.
So I'm excited to spend 2 days at Dornoch, and then we're going to work our way across the Highlands there, and we're going to play the new Cabot Highlands, which was Castle Stewart. And so we'll check that out while we're there, and then we're going to make our way back down into St. Andrews. And my understanding is the old course is closed, which is unfortunate. while we're there. I'll confirm that. But we've got a tee time at King's Barns already. And so we need to add in another one. Maybe we'll get in Carnoustie, maybe not. I don't know. But that kind of looks like where we're at. And the other thing that's unfortunate is we couldn't make it work with our schedule for Muirfield or North Berwick. If we could have added one of those two, I think I'd be, you add like North Berwick or Muirfield, and then you get
your
up to
your dad loves North Berwick, doesn't
loves
he?
Loves North Berwick, yeah. That was one we really wanted to get on, but it's booked. It's amazing. You can book, in fact, I think coming up in a week or so, you can book next year's tee times. It's wild how popular that is. So anyway, if you have some thoughts on that, I'd love to hear it. But I'm super excited. Like, this is going to be cool. Like, if I was doing a guy's golf trip, though, we would add in about 5 or 6 more rounds of golf, right? But that's just not going to happen. We'll be there 9 days, probably get 4 rounds. Some travel time, some sightseeing, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty neat, though. Like, I've been there one other time. Bob, you and I went in 2005, and it's a neat, a neat vacation. Like, it's as a golf fan, as an avid golfer, like, you feel like it's a pilgrimage of sorts where you know, kind of connect with where this game began. It's neat. It's a really, really cool thing. I'm bummed that it doesn't look like we'll be able to get on the old course, but we'll see. You never know what can happen. King's Barnes is pretty dang good, though.
Yeah, King's Barnes is really good. Carnoustie's good. You know what? And it would be kind of fun to go to Crail as well. There's also the Castle Course, which was, they were building when we were there.
Yeah, they put us in construction gear and walked us around it. That was pretty cool.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we can look at something like that too. So we'll see how much time permits. But yeah. So anyway, thoughts at RealGolfBT, hit me up. Let me know. What do I need to see? What do I need to be sure not to miss? Some places to stay that you've enjoyed, maybe that's not like, stay at the Old Course Hotel. Gotcha. Roger. That's a good one. That's a lot of money. It's a good one. Give me something else. Tell me what I'm missing, what I don't want to miss. All right, Masters, as we're talking preview, you heard a lot from John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show. Appreciate him chiming in, and we talked about the participants, who's there. Here's what I want to go with. With a major championship season beginning, the reigning major champs include Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and Bryson DeChambeau. So of those three players, who do you best like to repeat and win another major this year? And, you know, Scottie's showing some good form right now in Houston, which is great to see, right? That's going to boost his stock. The others, of course, include current Players champion Rory McIlroy, recent winner Victor Hovland, and Ludvig Åberg, who finished runner-up last year at the Masters and won at Torrey Pines this year. So those are some of the names that I'm keeping an eye on, along with Colin Morikawa. I think he's a guy that's had some recent success at Augusta without having won, and he's in that category of players to watch for the upcoming Masters.
Yeah.
Bryson opened the last year's Masters with a 65, and it was the low round of the tournament. He tied for 6, his first top 10. Feels like he, and I think I remember him actually walking back some of his comments suggesting that Augusta's a par 67. To me, you offended the gods of Augusta when you said that.
Why even make those comments to begin with?
Because I think he promptly missed the cut the next year or that year.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit bullish on Bryson. I just don't see him enough. I'm not sure where Xander's at these days, but Scottie's obviously rising in, you know, as he's playing well. And I think you got to like, you know, Victor Hovland. He'd be crazy to throw money. That guy's a Jekyll and Hyde. You never know. Could blow the field away or he could miss the cut. Åberg's a great bet.
2 wins by Rory. That's a good bet.
Rory's an interesting one. Is this year 11 or 12 he's been trying to complete the career grand slam?
Oh, boy.
I think it's 11.
Yeah.
His last major was in 2014.
That's right.
So, yeah. It's tough. Tough deal.
I'm hitching my wagon to Rory.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Oh, the early
call. And I'm hitching my wagon to Jordan Spieth next month.
Bob's been trying to will the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam club with those two players for the four years now?
Rory.
Okay, there it is. What do you think? Let us know. Who's your pick? In LIV PGA news, I read a column by the Four Caddy suggesting that some LIV defectors may find a path back to the PGA Tour, but others won't. Well, namely, in this column was Phil Mickelson. The article quotes one star tour player as saying Phil should have a permanent ban from the PGA Tour, including the Champions Tour. Others could make their way back after some fines, maybe suspensions, possibly going back to Q school and having a...
Why Phil? What do they say, why Phil?
Well, Phil was... His comments around obnoxious greed and his claiming to be the architect, along with Norman, of this de facto agreement, along with his, you know...
Lawsuit
participation. I think that kind of puts it in there. So,
yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. If Phil didn't take the lead on this, I don't know if it ever gets off the ground.
Yeah. Oh, I agree 100%.
I'm not sure where I stand on that. Like, I definitely have lost some fandom around Phil Mickelson through this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That said, I really enjoyed watching Phil play golf throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bit of a maverick, showman.
Fans fan.
Yeah, spent time with the fans.
Yep.
Was over the top cocky. And it was fun. He put on a nice show when he was out there playing. There's no question about it. Good stuff. The shot out of the pine straw on Saturday at 13 to make eagle was ridiculous. Right. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff that we remember about Phil. Could I conjure up some forgiveness, grace, whatever you want to call it, for him to play the Champions Tour? Yeah, I think I can. I think seeing him out on the, like, you say, hey, look, all right, I get it. You guys know my thing. Let's put us all behind us. And my penance will be to promote the PGA Tour champions and play in every one of these events. And I'm going to be out there grinding and being a showman and a representative for the PGA Tour champions. He would kill it. Don't know how well his golf game is right now or how good his golf game is right now, but he would be wildly popular. People would come to watch Phil. There's no question. So you get Phil and Tiger out there, kind of like Jack and Arnold and your dad when the whole thing started back in, 1980 or something like that. And it would be successful. So that's where I stand. What do you say, Bob?
Well, I think, you know, if they did let him jump onto PGA Tour champions and you got Tiger out there playing in a few of them, then you got the rivalry sparked up again. One stayed with the PGA Tour and the traditions of the PGA Tour, and the other one jumped to LIV Golf League. And then you've got, you know, everything that was said and the lawsuit and all that kind of thing. And yeah, it might be very rejuvenating for PGA Tour champions. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not a guy that will say, you know, I'm going to axe him 100% because of what he did and that kind of thing. But I'm not a guy that will overly go out and watch him either anymore. So just me.
Okay. Let us know what you think at Real Golf. The caddy joins us next. We'll get his take. And we'll see what he thinks also about the wrap-up of TGL. All of that straight ahead. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. And now it's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how are we?
Oh, I lost you. Are you still there? Hello?
We're here.
It's the caddy. Don't get me started on technology today. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, hey, here's something. Let's go away from technology and go to the old world. Planning the Taylor family golf trip to Scotland.
Oh, my goodness.
What, in your mind right now, like how, what's the perfect Scotland vacation?
Well, I'm just going to mention the golf courses because I haven't done much sightseeing around Scotland, which is quite spectacular. So I'm just going to go to golf. Now, Edinburgh, you've got to go to Edinburgh and go to the castle. That's the one thing I know about.
Check. 100%. For sure. Yep, we're there. We've got that one covered.
That's cool. And, but golf wise, now I unfortunately, I don't really have extensive links experience, in Scotland outside of the Open Championships. I can tell you that if I had to go play one place and one place only, it's hard to not go to St. Andrews because you've got to go to St. Andrews to at least see it, even if you don't play it. My favorite course to play in Scotland is Turnberry. Mm. I love Turnberry. And I also definitely enjoyed Troon. No question. So those are my couple drives. Now, I also played Prestwick, which was I believe, the site of the first Open Championship.
That is correct.
And it's one with the railroad tracks down the right side of the first hole, and it's got a blind shot on a par three, totally blind. It's a classic. Did you know in the first Open Championship, there's a 600-yard par 5 opening hole, and a guy made a 3?
What? Really?
Yeah. Incredible. Imagine a gutta percha moving 600 yards in 3 shots and holding it. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but I don't want to research that one any further than I have.
There you go.
And what's the caddy say? Don't let the truth?
get in the way of a great story.
Yeah, that's a good story. Yeah. You know, the sad part about our little itinerary, it is not going to include the West Coast. So we will not be at Turnberry, Troon, or Prestwick, sadly.
Well, the good news is you'll be able to understand most of the people in Scotland most of the time if you avoid that area. Mm.
They are going to Dornoch, though.
Yeah.
Glasgow, you got a chance. Oh, Dornoch. Yeah, I've heard about it. I haven't been there.
Yeah, so excited. I've never been there either, but like when I think of bucket list places I want to go in the world, like Dornoch is pretty much near the top, so I'm super excited about that. We have our tee time secured.
And there was only one available.
Yeah. In September.
Nice going. Nice going.
Yeah. So it's probably, from a golf standpoint, it's probably going to look like this. Dornoch, and then we're going to go over to Castle Stewart, which is up there in the Highlands. It's now known as Cabot Highlands. And they have a Gil Hounce design there and a new Tom Doak course that's opening. So I'm kind of excited to see maybe the new one as well. And then we're going to make our way back down to St. Andrews. My understanding is the old course actually is closed while we're there. How sad is that?
That is true. It's closed from the 8th till the 20th.
Yeah. And we're there.
Is that a normal thing?
I don't know. Is that a normal thing, Bob? Do you know?
I think they have their meetings during that. They have their like
the RNAs fall there?
Meetings or something like that at that time.
Yeah. So that's a bummer. And so but I do have a tee time at King's Barnes. And then we are going to probably add one more in there, maybe Glen Eagles or Crail or something like that.
Glen Eagles is a nice resort.
Yep.
Where we played the Ryder Cup. They've got like 54 holes there, I think.
Yep.
At least 36.
Kings, yeah. Queens, and I think there's another course there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So King's Barnes, very nice. I had one of my best links rounds there when I played King's Barnes.
Really?
King's Barnes? I think it's King's Barnes. I'm not sure.
I think it's plural.
Yes, caddy played quite well that day. I fired a stellar 71 and beat my player.
Are you serious?
I did.
That is,
I think,
awesome.
That mentally wrecked him for the Open Championship the following week. He missed the cut ingloriously.
So let me ask, the three of us have all played it. So it's only been around since, I think, 2000 and, or maybe like 1999. I don't know. It hasn't been around for very long. What's your opinion of that golf course? Like, how good is that golf course for having been there relatively short time compared to the, obviously, other courses there that have been there for centuries?
Yeah, I'm going to describe it like I described Waterville in the southwest part of Ireland. Waterville, I believe that's Fazio, but it looks like it's been there forever. You wouldn't, and King's Barnes pretty, it's good. It's really well done.
Yep.
Yep.
We played that on Bob's 50th birthday. 50th?
No, 2005, I would have been 45.
Oh, 45th birthday. We played it on his birthday, and it was seriously one of the best golf experiences I've ever had. I've been trying to tell my family that, and they're like, wow, it's a lot of money. I'm like, it's worth it. We're only over there once.
What's King's Barn running you, 300?
Yeah, no. Closer to 6.
Oh, inflation. Yeah, wow. Holy cow.
It's the most expensive one that we'll be playing. Most of them are around 300 pounds, and this one is, you know, a bit more than that. So,
what about Carnoustie?
So I actually got a tee time at Carnoustie, but unfortunately, it doesn't quite work with the itinerary. So
that course will destroy you.
It's not itinerary.
It'll make you want to quit golf. It's so hard.
It's not Carnoustie itinerary, so Ryan. It's itinerary.
Okay.
Probably. Carnoustie will.
The nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, it is nasty. You want to get it when it's fiery. You want a year where it hasn't rained and it gets all dry. And then you can play it if you miss the fairway. But that Vandeveld year was about the worst rough I've ever seen at a major. And I don't know how anybody shot under par ever on any round. It was ridiculous. It was so hard. We hit a 6-iron off the tee on one of the holes on the front nine. I was working for Len Matisse. Hit a 6-iron off the tee on a par four. It was like 420. We hit a 6-iron off the tee. That's the Lynx golf for you.
Bouncy. Had a little fire in the fairway.
Fiery. I had a Scottish friend over there who was a very good player. She told me, she instructed me, don't hit it left on 12. That's asking for a double or a triple. Len came to the 12th hole. He was actually ahead of Paul Lawry in the final round, who went on to win the championship. And he hit it left on 12, and he made triple. And I looked over to the ropes, and Hillary was just, her head was down, and she was just shaking her head like she was reprimanding me from 85 yards away for not letting him go in the left rough and making triple. She called it. She told us what not to do. We did it. We made a triple, and anyway, the rest is history. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Triple.
Yep. So Caddy, let's transition a little bit into a little closer than September golf for me over there. Let's talk a little bit about what you did. You see TGL? Did you watch the finals at all? Did you watch any TGL this year?
Do I have to be honest about this?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm
totally
good
honest.
I'm good if you didn't watch it.
So I own to the TGL. I did enjoy. I saw a little bit of the clip when Kisner bladed it out of the bunker and hit the pin, and then he almost held the chip shot. By the way, from off the green, everybody forgot it. He almost made it up and down. But anyway, I've heard some real good things about TGL from a lot of people. It didn't float my boat. I got, I'm a grumpy old man. I still think that things should cost what they did 25 years ago. You get this image in your head when you're in your prime from 25 to 50. There's that zone and you kind of live there forever when you get older. So it's just not my cup of tea. Doesn't mean it's not a good idea and all that. I just didn't, I don't know. I need a good old fashioned golf tournament to get into it. Really. That's just how I roll.
Yeah.
I enjoy the banner's kind of fun. It almost moved along too fast for them to get in. At least when I watched it. Right. I mean, it's quick.
Yeah.
With the timeline and all that. I don't know. I mean, I really, it just, it's not my, It just didn't draw me in.
What did you think, Bob?
I thought it was cool. I liked the stadium atmosphere. I liked it feeling more like an arena and more involved with the fans. Being able to have music playing and being able the fans to be talking. You could hear the rumbling and stuff like that. And then I also liked that the guys knew that when it was going to be their shot to play, they were getting ready. They had a caddy sitting right there with the launch monitor and seeing what was going on and how far it was and everything. And they were getting ready. And most of the time they hit their shots within 20 to 25 seconds.
So let me ask you this, just for clarification, you don't like the music at LIV, but you like the music at TGL.
Well, it's apples and oranges.
Okay.
TGL is an exhibition and it's fun and it's in an arena and stuff like that.
It's not golf, is what you're saying.
As much as LIV Golf is trying to be golf and have an event that is more like a normal event in competitive golf, music out there, no. I don't think so.
So golf, but louder works in simulation, not in real golf is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a place for it.
And the perfect example of that to blend all these together. One thing I think is really cool about TGL is it's kind of like going to a baseball game, but it's a golf event. Mm,
absolutely.
Right? I think it is cool. It is cool to have the crowd there. I think it'd be fun to go watch live. I think it'd be cool be in there watching. Yeah, that would be really cool because you see so many. It's like being at the range, but there's competition at the range, right? That's kind of cool. And they don't care if you're, it's like being at the range. No one cares. No one ever says quiet, please, when you're watching a PGA Tour driving range, right?
Yeah.
Any golfer ever turn around and say, be quiet, please? No. So it's kind of like that. But the good analogy there between live and this and that is the stadium at Scottsdale, which is a golf event. And what happens when they're getting ready to hit the shot? Silence. No music, no talking. At that place, you get 25,000 people and you don't hear anything. It's pretty wild, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little back. It's not totally quiet, but when you're down there on the tee, it's basically just golf right at that point. I mean, you know, the problem is, you know, that as soon as you make contact, all bedlam's breaking loose, but there isn't music playing while you're hitting that shot. That's the bottom line.
Well, congratulations to the Atlanta Drive. They won the inaugural SoFi Cup. Billy Horschel, JT, Patrick Cantlay, Lucas Glover are the champions of the inaugural TGL. Let us know what you think at Real Golf on X. Got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, ask the caddy about the new, some of the articles that we're reading about this potential merger between LIV and the PGA. Plus, countdown to the Masters. Talk about it next, right here on Real Golf Radio. At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf golf course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weiskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried & Jensen. It
cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried & Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. Real Golf Radio continuing now with America's favorite caddy. And so I read this article, The Four Caddy is back, the old Golf Week version. I used to love that. They'd refer to themselves in third person, third four caddy, the man out front, whatever. And this article suggested that some LIV defectors may find a path back to the PGA Tour, but others won't. And they named Phil Mickelson as one that they didn't think that they would. And the article even quotes one star player, as they said, saying Phil should have a permanent ban from the PGA Tour, including the Champions Tour. Other players could come back after fines, suspensions, possibly going through Q school again, all of that kind of thing. So let's start with Phil first. Would you support a permanent ban on Phil Mickelson to the PGA Tour?
Man, that's a loaded question.
Caddy doesn't want permanent. To take it on?
No, Caddy's taking it on. Permanent is a word you should probably never inject into any business discussion. I don't like, because you never know what's going to happen next year or 5 years or 10 years from now. So I think there's certainly a real examination. If you want to entertain the idea of bringing LIV guys back and Phil's a LIV guy, there's a lot of looking at it to do to say what's really the best thing. Right off, it depends a lot on your perspective. If I'm a sponsor of any event, who don't I want in the field? Right. I want guys who are going to bring eyeballs. I want Patrick Reed. I want Sergio. I want Phil. I want Bryson. I want DJ. How is not having that guy in my field a bonus to my tournament? Right. Versus having him. So that's the sponsor's point of view. From the tour's point of view, it's a lot different. You can look at it and say, you know, wow, did we, you know, how much damage was done by these people, by this individual who led these folks? Is that okay? Can we get past that and say bringing you back is better for us than not? That's a real questionable answer right there. And that's when you bring in a lot of factors. How does this make the other players feel? Yeah, that it's very difficult because you really, for the fans and the sponsors, you really want those guys to play. But it's, unfortunately, you do have to look at a lot of other factors. So I would not be surprised if we don't see Phil being affiliated with the PGA Tour anymore. That wouldn't come as a surprise, I think, to anybody. I think it'd be more surprising if he was. I don't think it'll be that surprising if we see the other guys finding a path back. And we had, you know, we've talked about some interesting thoughts on how to do that, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see those other guys coming back to play. In fact, I would expect to see those other guys coming back to play sometime.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
I don't think I support a permanent ban on Phil. I mentioned this to Bob in the first hour, but you know, I've definitely lost some fandom for Phil through this whole thing. You know, the disruption is real. And, you know, I stand on the side that I didn't think that there needed to be a disruption, and it's just taken away from what would otherwise have been a lot of great golf. And so I don't like that. The same time, I've really enjoyed watching Phil over his career. Like, he's super fun to watch. He's, you know, he's just that swashbuckling kind of go for broke, you know, approach that is, you know, very, very entertaining. From that standpoint, I would say, hey, probably not on the PGA Tour, but your penance can be to help bolster the PGA Tour champions. And I don't know that he would necessarily be down for this, but to see Phil out there with Tiger playing Champions Tour events to me would be great. And I don't know. I've never tried to run a Champions Tour event. I can't imagine that they're the easiest sell. I mean, they got to be harder to sell than the PGA Tour. And so to put these guys, you know, put big name guys like Tiger and Phil out there, to your point, what sponsor wouldn't like that, right? So that's one of the things that I would throw out there is to, you know, see Phil on the Champions Tour. Here's another story. How good of a story would it be if Phil were to somehow go on to win the U.S. Senior Open, having come so close to winning the U.S. Open over the years and not getting it done?
Yeah, you see a lot of positives. And Phil, I mean, imagine Phil and Tiger teeing it up together in a senior event. That's going to get some eyeballs out there. Holy cow. Are you kidding? That's going to bring out a lot of people. And that would be an interesting way to do it, is say, hey, you can come back, but you can't play the tour anymore. Well, Phil's also 100 years old. He can't play the tour anymore competitively.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you wouldn't mind having him at some events because he's Phil. It's like having any old-time great golfer at an event who people want to come out and watch, but he's not going to be competitive. So maybe that's a great solution. But again, you have to be okay with him throwing the bomb at the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to get, and I don't know all the inner workings of all that. You hear things here and there about, you know, Phil said this, said that, but you hear a lot of that, and I don't know. There's just no way I could evaluate that fairly. So the tour's got to be okay with that. It's their tour. You know, it's the player's tour. And there were guidelines that were broken, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can decide what penalties to apply. Is that simple?
He definitely did lob bombs, that's for sure. No doubt.
Well, he architected the whole thing, if you ask him.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly. So, Caddy, how's Scotty Scheffler looking this week? 67-62 and leading by a shot so far.
It's about time he started playing some gaff. Come on, Scotty, let's go. Yeah, he's trying to resurrect himself before the big one coming up, and just in time, maybe. So, yeah, I mean,
he'd be the big one coming up. He'd be one of four to go back to back.
Yeah.
And Rory would be one of five to get the career Grand Slam.
It's quite a story building up, isn't it?
It is. How about those guys if they were coming down the stretch neck and neck? How cool would that be?
Yeah, that's kind of the dream Sunday final group, isn't it? Rory and Scotty. Apologies to everybody else in there. Maybe have Xander right ahead of them, making a few birdies to get in a three-way playoff. And Bryson, yeah. How about that playoff, that four-way playoff? That'd be something. What's the most we've had? Three? We've had three, right? Faldo. Yeah,
three at Augusta.
Scott Hoke, Seve.
Scott Hoke and Norman and...
Oh, Larry Mize. I forgot who... So it was Mize, Norman, and Hoke.
Wasn't it Hoke?
Oh, that was the threesome. Okay.
And Hoke missed that
Hoke
missed the two little short putt.
Yeah, I'm always a little surprised that we don't see a little more of those short putts being missed in professional golf, because a lot of times a guy might have a 2.5-footer and it's not that easy a putt to make, and the pressures can be crazy. And it's just the guy, I mean, that's just how good they are when they're playing well. They can get past that. I remember watching Faldo make his par putt from the back of the green. I was standing right near the back of the green when he made it at Muirfield to win that open. I think that was the 18 par day. And that putt was not a very long putt, but it was downhill, and I was watching it, and you could see how nervous he was. You could just see it. And he hit it right in the middle of the hole, but you're sitting there watching it going, wow, he could miss this thing so easily. It seems crazy, doesn't it? Because we all just take it for granted that guy's going to make that tap in. Remember when Scotty won the first Masters, he looked like he might not be able to make it from a foot.
Yeah, four-footed for the win.
And it was almost getting funny until it wasn't funny anymore.
Yeah.
Remember David Toms one time came to the final hole at Quail in the Wells Fargo, and he had about a 5-shot lead, and he made an 8. I think he won by one. Woo. But he made like a quad on the last hole to win by one. It was some huge number he made, whatever it was. It was, you're watching it going, this isn't really happening, is it? Oh, golf is so cruel. Remember Tiger one time at Doral?
Yeah.
He had a 2-shot lead. He hit an iron off the tee, and then he laid up. Remember?
Yeah, in the bunker, didn't he?
That was another
one.
He
laid up the fairway, and then his third shot, he hit it towards the front right with the false front, and it barely stayed up. It could have rolled back in the water. And then he had a massive two putt to win, and he did it, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I mean, it was like you never dreamed you'd see Tiger Woods trying not to lose a tournament and kind of failing at it the whole way. It was something to watch. It just shows you how hard it is.
But did he fail?
Or was he just not executing?
He won.
To win.
He didn't execute and he didn't fail.
He just tigered
it. Didn't execute disastrously. He was just on the precipice of executing disastrously. That's all.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Apparently, we learned that the 16th hole the green had to be replaced because the trees from the hurricane fell on it. You're like, there's no doubt, right, that it is built exactly the same as it was. Like, not one iota, right?
Oh, you can't rebuild it exactly. It's going to be a little different. There are going to be some subtle stuff that the guys who have been there forever can point out are different. It's an organic surface. You can only rebuild it so well. And Augusta has, I'm going to say this like I know it's a fact, and I can't, again, I can either confirm or deny, but in the surveying world, it is possible to have the terrain data to rebuild a green accurate to within a few millimeters.
Yeah.
That's the data. Actually putting down the surface and building it to within that is not possible because you're just going to have soil compacting in different ways.
Sure. Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. So you are going to have some little, like that pin placement that we're so familiar with, where the guys make the holes in one and it comes down the slope on Sunday and all that. You can just see those breaks in your head, right? When the ball comes down the slope, it'll go a little right. If it's over here, it'll go a little left. If it's that way, that will not be the same.
Mm. Wow.
It may be close, but it's going to be a little different. So
all the guys that have been close to a hole in one will actually finally
make it.
They'll finally make one. Caddy, it's a full Masters preview edition next week. We're looking forward to it. Thanks as always for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, and that wraps up the show. Thanks to John Patrick from the Augusta Golf Show, who joined us in hour number one, for our producer, Dave Glauser. He's Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. And join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
You're listening to 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.